The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So it's good sometimes to have a joke. It's good sometimes to have something that is humorous, because it gives us a good feeling to sometimes smile and sometimes to be happy. So let me read you a little joke. Do we have any lawyers in the audience? Hope not, because this is a lawyer joke. A lawyer was overheard in church praying. And here's his prayer. We respectively request and entreat that due and adequate provisions be made this day and the date hereinafter subscribed for the organizing of such methods and allocations and distribution as may be deemed necessary to properly assure the reception by and for said petitioner of such quantities of baked cereal products as shall, in the judgment of the aforementioned parishioners, constitute a sufficient supply thereof. Interpretation. Give us this day our daily bread. Lawyers can be real wordy at times. This passage found in the book of Matthew chapter 15, where Jesus here is talking to the Pharisees about their heart. And in Matthew chapter 15 at verse 2, the Pharisees were quite disturbed because they were accusing some of the disciples of transgressing the tradition of not washing their hands before they eat. And Jesus was discussing this whole thing with them. And you get down to verse 11 and he says, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. And then continuing on down there to verse 17, says, do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? And then at verse 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. So Jesus was trying to explain to these people, the Pharisees, that this tradition of eating food without washing your hand was not the thing that defiled a person. And he says, it's those things that come out of the mouth, that comes from the heart, that's defiling a man. And then he gives this list of all of these different things. He mentions these evil thoughts and murders and all of these things. And the point that he's making is that before you can commit any of these sins, you first have to think about it, because it's our thoughts that cause us to do what we do. Remember in the book of Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So our thoughts precede our actions and what we do. And so that means we have to watch the heart and make sure it's kept in the right way. Remember the Beatitude, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. And so it's a inside job. It's a heart job that we have to work on. Read about a man who had a very special clock. And this clock had been given to him by a real dear friend. And it was a beautiful clock, and it kept really good time over the years. And each year it would only vary about a minute or so. And so he really liked that clock. But after a while, it began to lose time and it wouldn't keep time accurately at all. And so he liked the clock. And so he said, I've got to have this clock fixed. So he went to a clock repairman, and he had taken the minute hand and the hour hand with him. And he put them there before this clock repairman, and he said, I want you to fix this clock for me. And the repairman said, what do you want me to do with these clock hands? And the owner said, well, these hands belong to a very special clock that I own, and I need them repaired so that it'll work again. Well, the repairman said, well, if you'll bring me the clock, I'll be glad to fix it. But the owner said, oh, no, you don't. I know what you're wanting. You're wanting me to bring in the clock so you can spend a whole lot of time looking at it and working on it and then charge me a whole lot of money. I told you the problem is in the hands of that clock. There's nothing wrong with the clock. Now, Jason Johnson, who knows all about clocks, would be able to tell you that it's not the minute hand and the hour hand that's the problem. It's something back behind those. That's the way that it is with our lives. We sometimes have problems, and all that we want to do sometimes is just fix the things on the outside. But the problem is really on the inside. It's a heart problem. And when we repair the heart, then the things on the outside will be corrected, because it's an inside job. In this passage here in the book of Matthew chapter 15, Jesus listed all of these different kinds of sins that we commit. And each one of them are connected with the heart. In the account that's listed here in the book of Mark, which is referring to the very same thing, he says it like this: because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And so the thing that causes us to do these sinful things is a heart problem. And we have to correct that in order to be able to be obedient to God and please Him. In the book of Romans chapter 6, in that first part of the chapter, he'd been talking about baptism and talking about how that we're buried with Him by baptism, and that this old man of sin dies and we're a new person and we are living for Christ. And he goes on down through about the first 16 verses explaining about what happens to us. And then you get to verse 17, and he says, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Now, in that first part of verse 17, when he says, God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, he's not thanking God that they had been sinners, but that it was in the past, that they're no longer serving sin. And then he says, here's what happened. You obeyed from the heart. And that's the way we always have to obey. It has to be from the heart. It can't just be something that we pretend. It can't be just an act. It has to be from the heart. And he says, you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, that heard the gospel. And when they'd heard the gospel, they obeyed it. And when they obeyed it, then they were made free from sin and became the servants of righteousness. That's the way that it is with all of us. We have to obey the gospel and become a Christian, and then we're made free from sin. And then in the book of Romans chapter 10 at verse 9 and 10, he says that we're to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So it's the heart that's involved in salvation. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6, he's talking about doing the will of God from the heart. And so let us make sure that we fix what the problem is. It's not the clock hands, but it's the inside part of the clock that needs to be fixed. It's not just the outward things, it's the inside. Fix the heart, and then we will do the other things correctly. There may be some of you in this audience who've not yet obeyed the gospel from the heart. That means that if you are a believer and you're sorry for the sins that you've committed, you're willing to turn away from them, confess your faith in Christ, you can be buried with Him in baptism, and then your sins will be washed away and you'll be added to the Lord's church. If you need to obey the gospel or you need to be restored to your first love, we invite you to respond as we stand and sing.